Yes, hi, this is Ron Hubert, Friends of Penobscot Bay. To me, this is a very important meeting. We know there's some important updates about what's going on in terms of looking at our harbor as a management single, that is a totality of it where you've got an active ecology and active economy going on at the same time. And both of those are changing quite a bit also. So we've been looking for, as we read back through these documents and some of the attached things, what the committee's been up to. And so now things are kind of moving into this high-speed time, and I just noticed looking at healthy harbors on a very large scale, Baltimore has a healthy harbor program. I looked up healthyharbor.org, and it always includes what isn't working as well as what is. So they're not trying to just paint a pretty picture. And I'm sure that you guys want to take that same thing of, you know, there used to be stripers, and now there are less or more, or any of those options at the moment. So anyway, in closing, I just want to say I really hope that you do take a strong look at the biology of the harbor seasonally.
Jumping in. So today, a couple of things. First of all, thanks for coming from the Harbor Management Commission. At the last meeting, we talked about ways to make sure other people who might have some interest and or knowledge of some of the topics that we're talking about would actually come to the meeting. And I know Matt's been reaching out to folks, including the Harbor Management Commission members. And I think those, as we get into some of the regulatory stuff and maybe some of the other things that I'm looking forward to any input that you might have. So that'd be great. Today, we're going to just wanted to recap what we talked about for the remainder of the public facilities to make sure I'm on the right track when it comes to what we write up. And then we had a good brainstorming session at the last meeting on regulatory issues. So I've tried to type that up and organize it a little bit, but I want some feedback on that. Is there anything that we're missing? And then we're going to jump into harbor health. I'll call it harbor health comprehensively, or environmental health is really what I'm thinking about. But interested in your thoughts on that. So
I get a sheet of paper.
Jump right in. All right. I can get to the next slide. So the last meeting we talked about Harbor Park and the public landing and Middle Pier.
Thanks.
Just sort of ironing out what things are, making sure that, I just want to make sure that I'm sort of capturing the essence of the conversation. So there's a lot up on the screen, but essentially the overarching recognition that both of those properties really need to be planned for together. And that on the water side, there's a bunch of different elements that are important to the harbor in terms of supporting commercial boats, large ships and cruise ships, recreational boats, dinghy tie-ups on the land side, the whole visual access, parking, the festivals. There's probably some other things there that we need to add. Park, for example, open space, those kinds of things. And that the data that we have gotten through our data gathering process is sort of indicating that both of those facilities are in need of some repairs. The Harbor Masters building, for example, is in the floodplain and aging. The restrooms may be inadequate for the amount of use that they get. Middle Pier is corroding. There's some safety and other ADA issues, as an example. Feel free to stop me.
Oh, no, you keep going.
If you see something that needs to be added. So, by the way, I'm trying to use this as a way to kind of consolidate our conversation and organize how this might shape up as we're going through.
Do you want to add to the improvement list at this time? Is that what you're looking? Is that what you're?
If you have a suggestion that needs to justify, you know, that needs to be identified.
More dinghy space.
I know we did talk about a dinghy space in the south end and the north end.
Well, that's. That's coming up too, but even just this, because this is the center of the harbor. We had talked about having dinghy all along the wall from Pearl all the way to the one that exists now, because it's packed in the summer. And if we could get other dinghy docks in the north end and south end in the future to split up the number of dinghies so we have multiple areas, that would be another option of a way to do it. But, you know, the dinghy dock that we have now was set up back when we had, you know, 150, 200 moorings, and we now have four times that. So, yeah. Okay.
And let me just say, I know we talked about this at the last meeting when we were really focusing on the center of the harbor, but I really became much more aware over the past 4 weeks or so that there's a lot of different committees and involved in the city of Rockland that have interests in that specific section from essentially from the boardwalk over to Commercial Street. And that includes COMPS, it includes REDAC, and I know it includes the Harbor Trail Committee. So not that we need to necessarily...
Parks Committee. Rockland Main Street.
And we talked about that at the last meeting, that there's at least four parks in that middle section. Not that we necessarily need to have them here, though we talked about this last time. We would like to have people who are involved in those committees be here. I just want to emphasize that we want to make sure that we are communicating in a way, because REDAC in particular is focusing very heavily on what to do, what to propose to the city council generally in that area right now.
As a land use sort of...
Yeah, on the land side. And as we've said since the start, where's land and where's the water? You know, it gets...
Especially in these areas, they're definitely there's a blurry line.
And I don't think anybody's working at cross purposes, but you know, if we're communicating, then we actually add to each other's conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great. Okay.
Well, I know one of the issues that keeps coming up in the Harbor Commission is that we have boaters parking in the public lots at the landing and the south end. And if somebody parks and then goes out boating for a week, that car's, do we get to charge them? And should the city start charging for overnight parking and stuff down along the harbor? And that's something for you guys to decide. But, you know.
Or the parking committee.
Yeah, well, the parking committee is going to follow your lead. Yeah. I mean,
Well, it could be done the way that they do it at the airport, you know, no personnel envelopes and sort of the semi-honor system.
And I didn't mean to bring us right down to ground level. I just wanted to...
It's all good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm here for ground level. So.
Now, we have talked about parking a little bit
in
some of the conversations, and I don't remember exactly how we landed on that. But as a general...
So that's in there, too.
Yep, yeah. I would add that to the list. Yeah,
okay.
And as a general sense, sort of the way we've started to organize the public access points is parking is like a general, is an issue in multiple places. So for Snow Marine Park, for example, are there better opportunities for parking? And some things I think we've talked about when I was at Harbor Management Commission as well. So.
That specific issue became very apparent, I think it was 2 years ago, that they stopped allowing people to park in the grass just between...
in that snow park.
On the hill.
On the hill, yeah.
Up the hill from your building there. And I know through the yacht club, there were a lot of complaints. Mm-hmm. People were saying, not that they should necessarily have been allowed to park on the grass, but it is a need to have a place where you can park. And
Well, good transition, because as we're talking about it, we did have some discussion on that. So when we talked about these two properties, thinking about improving the planning at the same time, including the park areas, because there's a major visual sense of that, and also addressing the challenges of the property between the two lots, and I think we made a recommendation. I just want to make sure I captured this from the last time, but recommending that the city explore obtaining all of the property between Middle Pier and Public Landing. That's word for word right off the flip chart. And when we're planning for replacing the existing dock or pier or floats, we're exploring the opportunities for increasing capacity. So thinking about the dinghy dock or do you need to expand float access or how does that all play out? But I try to keep that in sort of the general sense because I think we talked about exploring the opportunity for it, but not necessarily making a recommendation that you should do it one way or the other. So I just wanted to check in on that particular language and approach.
Yeah, it was just recognizing that we don't just want to replace what's there now.
Right.
Necessarily, without at least considering making it better.
Yep.
I think that was really the gist of that.
Right. So do you think this, I mean, we you're going to get a chance to review the language, but I think this essentially captures the essence of it. But when future planning does occur, there's a few bigger elements that need to be considered. So providing for the functional needs of the harbor, you know, making sure that there's water to the floats, bathrooms, the pump out facility, Wi-Fi, showers, that those services that relate back to the boating and the yachting that uses that area. Connections to the boardwalk and harbor trail. Other elements that support sort of the land-based needs like delivery access. Making sure that the parking is an element, but prioritized. This was something I wanted to double check in on based on this conversation. Parking is an element of the planning, but I'll call it the pedestrian experience is the priority. So leaving it up to the whoever's doing the design approach to kind of figure out what the right balance is, but making that as a recommendation. And again, we can rephrase these as you guys, if something's sort of like, oh, no, that's not at all what we said, just stop me.
I think there's two different elements to parking. The docks don't work if people don't have car access to their boats. To get down to the dock to unload equipment or whatever they're doing. So there's the boaters who need parking, and then there's the public that needs parking and access to the parks and the land-based stuff. And those could be separated, and there were talks about making a separate parking area where the Harbor Master's office is now just for boaters, and having that be somehow separated from the park, or moving all of that somewhere else. But there's two different aspects of the parking in the harbor. One is public access to the water, but then the other is boaters' access to the docks. And that can be compressed, but they should be very close together.
Yep. So I think we can add that, you know, if it makes sense to everybody, to kind of add that distinction, mm-hmm. you know. And what we're trying to do here is just basically kind of make a list of things, you know, when you're planning for this, these are important elements to make sure you consider as part mm-hmm. of the overall design. And I like that, break that down. So does that work for everybody?
Yes.
Good. All right. Planning for the risks associated with flooding and sea level rise, planning for flexibility as demands for these sites change and grow over time. So, you know, my observation has been that places like this are going to have different demands placed on them. So when you do an overarching design, you want to build in some flexibility for one thing versus another, not necessarily be tied to exactly what's there, mm-hmm. how it's being used today, but add that flexibility in. Okay. So the other thing is we talked about some specifics. So small boat access, needing more float space for small boats. Maintaining access to all the floats during festivals is critical, and maybe that's broader than festivals, but like all other land-based uses. Accessibility is important to make sure is considered. Increasing the connection to the Harbor Trail, extension of the boardwalk, adding more places to sit. A new Harbor Master's building, new restrooms. There was the idea of the wave attenuation system, kind of specific to this area. To enhance the ability for year-round use, adding places for more information about the other elements of the harbor. Food trucks was something else that got brought up. Is there any other specific elements that I missed?
Is there going to be any space considerations for recreational fishing? There are seasonally some very, fairly restricted areas on the fish pier and elsewhere for recreational fishing, but it seems pretty non-organized in this town compared to some.
So the question was related to recreational fishing, and are you talking specifically about something that should be considered as part of any future planning for Middle Pier and Public Landing, or?
Yes, very interested in people having the opportunity to even have their kid just come in and chuck a piece of bait in the water from the Middle Pier.
Yeah.
And, you know, and of course you need a little more
little more cleaning areas or things for people that want to wash their hands off right away, something like that. But I don't think that's certainly not going to be a problem. But indeed, making that sort of a easy to find location where you can, if you can basically recreationally fish, and the minimum number of assets are there that you need to do that. Yep.
What do you guys think?
Right now, people can go down to the middle pier, for instance, or the public landing or south end to fish. I've had a few people come down and ask, and the only thing that I ask is that they clean up any mess that they make and try not to interfere with the boats.
Like the breakwater is a pretty popular spot for fishing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mackerel out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't get a ton of people over there fishing.
Well, it's one of those don't know. I mean, it's not being promoted.
Right.
Maybe seasonally it could be for stripers or for mackerel.
I'm at just a question to the committee, though. Should we add it to the list? Specific things that should be considered?
Yes.